Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Somalia's President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmaajo has backed down from his attempt to extend his tenure for 2 years. The move had sparked fighting in Mogadishu between soldiers supporting and opposing him. More details from Julian Bedford.
A presidency that opened in hope has ended in gunfire and acrimony. Faced with armed opposition within Somalia and international disapproval without, Mr. Farmaajo told Somalis that he would consult Parliament to set a timetable for fresh elections. How that process will work is uncertain. Somalis last year were unable to reach such an agreement. Tensions remain high in Mogadishu, where rival factions of soldiers are dug in. Thousands of civilians have fled the city, fearing a return to the violence that destroyed Somalia in the 1990s.
The United Nations and two international aid charities have called for urgent assistance to be sent to the Sahel region of West and Central Africa. Attacks by Islamist militants have created what the UN called unparalleled insecurity, as Charles Haviland reports.
The arid Sahel has long been plagued by food insecurity, but that's been aggravated by Islamist attacks. The UN and the two aid agencies warn violence has caused food prices to rocket and has forced 5.5 million people to flee their homes, some multiple times. Help is needed not just for them, but for host communities who share their meagre resources. But, says the UN Regional Office, only 9% of the required $3.7 billion in aid has been received.
President Biden has told Americans that they are no longer obliged to wear masks outside once they are fully vaccinated, and celebrated by taking his first short walk at the White House without a face covering. He said the United States had made stunning progress fighting the pandemic.
Beginning today, gathering with a group of friends in a park, going for a picnic, as long as you are vaccinated and outdoors, you can do it without a mask. The CDC is able to make this announcement because our scientists are convinced by the data that the odds of getting or giving the virus to others is very, very low if you've both been fully vaccinated and out in the open air.
The FBI has opened a civil rights investigation into last week's police killing of a black man, Andrew Brown Jr., in the American state of North Carolina. Lawyers say an autopsy has shown that he was shot in the arm 4 times before a 5th fatal shot to the back of the head. Police video of the incident prompted one lawyer to call the killing an execution. BBC News.